Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And welcome to the Self Love Club, the podcast chatting about stuff that matters, created and hosted by me, broadcaster Belle Crawford. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited to catch up today. On the show, I have a reminder for you, a re-release of a conversation I had with my friend Anna. We were talking about how you do not need to get a summer body. We were talking about body confidence, PSAs, a pep talk. This time of year often is when you get a ramp up of, you know, like, get bikini body ready, get ready for the beach, and, you know, lots of diet culture stuff thrown at us. I feel like it's getting a bit less, but it still exists, so that's to come on the show. Also, we'll catch up and I'll share some of my latest recommendations with you. Before we get into it, can you please make sure that you are subscribed to the Self Love Club on your podcast app? We're on all of them. Hit follow on Apple or Spotify. This is one of the most helpful things you can do to support us so that other people can find us on the podcast apps. And also, you can follow us at Self Love Club Podcast on Instagram. The chat you're going to hear with Anna and myself is a really good reminder, and I've so wanted to record more with Anna. We had planned to. We've done quite a lot together. You can go back in the feed. I can link some in the episode notes. Anna is just a really great person to chat with. Obviously, you know what it's like with your best friends. You generally, the conversation just flows. She is really fun to record with. But the unfortunate thing is it's been really hard to line up our schedules. She's got two young children. I'm working a contract. I have been recently during the week, so it's really hard to record, find a time. Nighttime's not really an option for us. So I'm really hoping we can make that happen. But at the same time, sometimes you just got to take the pressure off yourself and go, hey, right now that's not going to work. So we will make sure that we find time to do that soon. I am starting a new job soon, so I should be able to arrange a little time in there to make sure that we can set some time aside, because we were recording every week for a time and it was so much fun. We'd catch up, we'd have a coffee and we'd just chat, and it's really fun to be able to share those conversations with you. Anna, like a lot of us, has gone through, of course, we all go through our things, struggles, and she has, like me, had an eating disorder in the past. We both got diagnosed with ADHD at the same time, so we were sort of navigating that diagnosis and what it meant, you know, finding out in your 30s that you have this, you know, thing that a lot of people have been finding out about. So we explored that together in a number of episodes, which I can share if you want to listen to those as well. And we both have spoken quite openly in a conversation together about our mental health and relationships and lots of different things, which we just love to have those types of chats. Things have been good, nice and settled. Things are great with myself and my boyfriend and Piper, of course, I adore. And I've been really grateful to have some good work recently. I've been doing a communications contract, which finishes soon. It was meant to go for longer, but I've actually picked up a new job, which I'm really excited about, and I'll share more about that with you soon. On the side of that, obviously, I still do all my own stuff. I've been making heaps of digital content, which has been really fun, like a beauty, pop culture. You've probably seen it if you follow me on my Instagram. If not, check it out there. I do post on my TikTok too, and I'll leave the links in my show notes. That's been really fun because we did start a pop culture podcast called Gloss, and there are deep dives on there about celebrity beauty brands. There's a series on Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, and we do plan to do more, but I found it really interesting just to experiment for a little bit, and instead of releasing new podcast series, to experiment and release more digital content. So that's been what's happening with that channel at the moment, and it's been so much fun. I have always really enjoyed that type of content as well as this, and it was always a big part of, you know, working in radio and everything. So I've really enjoyed that, and just being creative and coming up with new ideas and different style trends, beauty trends. Yeah, it's been really fun. So if you haven't seen any of those, go follow me and watch. I recently did one of Britney Spears' most iconic looks over the years, and I'm sure there will be more we can make. And you can comment and let me know what your favorite looks are. Her book, her memoir, recently came out. I've been listening to it. I love listening to celebrity biographies. It's actually read by Michelle Williams, the actress. At first when I heard that, I was like, I had to check, is this Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child? But no, it's the actress, and she does an incredible job of reading the book. Britney does read the prologue. She has said that to read everything on the audiobook was just too painful for her to have to keep reliving over and over. And while I do love Britney's voice, I'm actually really glad that she got Michelle Williams to do it. She's got an incredible voice. She still gives a lot of power to Britney's words. And I just think listening to a whole book in Britney's best voice ever, iconic sound, would be a little tricky. And it's just quite sweet sounding sometimes. So even things that were really awful, it would kind of, yeah, you know what I mean? Also, I've been re-listening to Matthew Perry's memoir. That's actually read by him. Oh, it's so sad what has happened. Friends is one of my comfort shows. And yeah, it's just very, very sad. It's one of those shows for a lot of us. Maybe it's your comfort show. When things are going on, if you're having rough patches, I know for myself, sometimes it was the only show that I could actually watch because I just felt too vulnerable and needed something gentle. And it's, yeah, I can remember a number of times where that I put it on just even in the background and it was could be the only thing that would make you laugh and feel good. But I've read and listened to a lot of celebrity memoirs. I've started doing that. Probably some of the first books I read when I was a teenager, and his is by far one of the best. I'm not just saying that because of what has happened recently, but his storytelling, books that are read by actors are so good. It's very raw. He is very honest about all his experiences. He takes you through from growing up, moving from Canada to LA to pursue being an actor, how he landed his role on Friends, all the stories about that, which is so cool to hear, but also about his addictions and alcoholism. And the so many things he went through, all the resilience and just trying to get sober over and over again. And he was in a really good place. I won't spoil the ending of the book, but he was in a really good place and he was so resilient and he was helping so many people. His book will help so many people. But a lot of the work that he was doing, even in advocacy and trying to get things changed with lawmakers, he's a really good person, and I'm very sad about what has happened. And what else has been happening? Yeah, it's been a busy juggle at the moment, but I am very happy and very grateful to have some work. There has been patches this year where I haven't had heaps of consistent work. Just really been in the routine, really. You know how we all do, working, being a bit of a homebody, seeing my friends, family, being in my self-care era as usual, getting good sleep. I'm still loving my Kick workouts. I use the Kick app and I've been doing a lot of strength and Pilates recently. I'm looking forward to going for more walks and things soon now that the weather's getting a bit better. But yeah, just watching lots of reality TV, listening to heaps of true crime podcasts. I have been, got my usuals I listen to, but recently I discovered Dateline. It's actually an NBC American TV show, and then they put them all on the podcast feed, and I am just such a nerd for investigations. I remember when I was a kid, I thought I wanted to be a detective or a police officer, but I worked out that no, I just like the investigation and finding out what happened, and that's how I decided I wanted to be a journalist, I guess. And yeah, just really enjoying making heaps of digital videos and things. I've got more guest episodes lined up. I'm organizing a few at the moment with international artists and things. We have a recording soon with Gaia for our love lessons. So if you have any things you'd like me to cover with Gaia, let me know, just send me a message and we can include it in our recording, which we are doing very soon. On the rest of the episode, which will be a PSA reminding us that we don't need to get a summer body. Our body is beautiful and amazing just the way it is. And as long as we are taking good care of ourselves and, you know, feeling good and treating ourselves well, this is something we can all struggle with at different times. And I've heard people talk about body neutrality rather than, you know, always loving everything. And so it's just accepting and loving and appreciating the things, and you're not always going to 100% love everything, but just being kind to yourself. I think talking about weight loss as well is a very sensitive topic these days, and it's not really something you do. I have mentioned on an episode, which was with my friend Anna, that I have lost a bit of weight over the last year, really, this year. And I do have a history of an eating disorder, which is so behind me. Sometimes I just don't think those things, or even if you don't have that, always leave you. Sometimes you do find yourself questioning or having those thoughts or thinking, oh, I wonder if I've gained again, which I know, and I'm not trying to make this, I'm trying to be really responsible about how I talk about this, but I have even recently had a few moments where I'm thinking, oh, you know, have I gained weight again? I don't weigh myself. I haven't weighed myself in ages. I don't generally. It was only when I was going through that patch of just trying to be a little bit healthier and making sure I was eating more and just, yeah, drinking more water, upping my protein, all those things. And I am very careful about how I talk about this stuff, but it is something that can pop up. And I found myself thinking that a little bit this week. So I just want to remind you that you're not alone if that's something that you experience regularly, maybe not at all. And no matter where you're at in that, a reminder as well that things can get better. You don't need to live in that space. There are people that can help you if it's something you are seriously struggling with, and I can leave some resources and places to get help in the show notes. I am nowhere in that frame of where I was when I was really sick with an eating disorder when I was younger. Yeah, I got better. I think I was 19 or 20. So I'm in my 30s now. So it was a long time ago. But regardless of having an eating disorder or not, or body image, if it's good or bad, those can come up from time to time. And it's just reminding ourselves that we are beautiful. Our bodies do so much for us. We can fuel it. We can do all the right things. And just being really kind to ourselves, which I know isn't easy. And if you're at the place I used to be at, I want you to know as well that you can live a completely different life. You don't have to be stuck in that. And we can talk more about that in another episode. So let's get into the chat. Here's your PSA, my conversation with Anna. Enjoy. I shared something recently on my Instagram. I made a reel, and it was basically just a reminder for everybody that you don't need to get a bikini body. You don't need to get summer ready. You already have a body, and it's beautiful, and just pushing that message. And the fact that we were raised on diet culture, which thrives on us hating our bodies. So I was encouraging people to take their power back, you know, be grateful for what your body does for you each day. It's your home. It keeps you alive. It does so much for you. I encourage others to move to feel strong. That's why I do it. For our mental health, we did do an episode, which I would recommend you listen to, on body image, where we talk through a lot of the stuff in detail. But I just thought, as we are getting into that time of year where it is almost the summer break, you know, we're going to be at the beach, seeing a lot more people on holidays and everything. What are your thoughts? Being someone who has, like me, had an eating disorder, you're now in a good place with things, even though we've said it's still good.
I think it's just something you're constantly working on. It can always flare up quite easily.
The more you're doing things for yourself, like trying to be in good habits and everything, that helps. But you've got yourself into a good place now where, you know, you're doing your reformer. Yeah. How do you feel going into summer now compared to how you did in the past, maybe when you were younger and more fixated on that?
Yeah, it's a really strange one. I almost don't really know how I feel about it. Like, I haven't really thought about it, which is probably shows where I'm at more, because I would be so fixated on it. I tell you what, this holiday that we just went on was the first time that I have bought a new bikini for. I haven't worn a bikini since I was pregnant.
You looked beautiful. Great.
Thanks.
You looked really good.
I haven't bought a new bikini since I was pregnant, and I've always packed like one pieces. That was the first time. So that was like a really, it doesn't seem like a big milestone, but it actually was for me. I think it's just so much easier, and it sounds so stupid. It's definitely a lifestyle and a journey rather than something that's like a roller coaster that I've got an event coming up. I've got to do a crash diet and then work really hard and starve myself, and then after that I'm going to eat, and then I'm going to, because it's just, you're constantly up and down. I feel like my mental health journey is like that anyway. I don't need my body image journey to be like that. I think it's normal though, and it's not necessarily unhealthy, that when you've got a special event coming up, you might clean your eating up a little bit more, or do an extra session, or, you know, try a little bit harder. But for me, it's definitely like consistency throughout the year. That's so much better for your mental health.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
But yeah, I really don't like the whole toxic thing of summer bodies, or like shredding for this, or even like, you know, saying summer bodies are made in winter. Ugh. I just, yeah, you're so right. Everyone has got a body. Shouldn't depend what size you are to be able to wear a certain thing.
I think a lot of that vitriol and that sort of narrative is getting a bit outdated, but it still exists, of course, because diet culture doesn't die, and the industry, fitness industry, is massive. But you are seeing a lot more, I guess, different conversations happening. It just reminds me, and I've said this before, it reminds me of Instagram. I know you said you used Instagram back then for, you thought it was just to put pretty filters on your photos. Did. You didn't know everyone would see them.
That's
but,
true.
You know, it reminds me of Instagram around 2012 when it was Fitspo. It was all these fitness models. It was clean eating. It was fat burning. And I still see some people who have hung on to that, who are now shredding, doing these like challenges and everything. There is nothing wrong with doing a fitness challenge, but I would just be really mindful of what you're paying for, first of all, what you're literally buying into. Your thoughts are powerful, right? And what you tell yourself, you start to believe. So if you're thinking that, oh, I need to get my summer body ready, like I've said, you don't need to get your body ready for summer. Like, you can eat healthy, you can exercise, but make it, like Anna does, a consistent thing. You're doing it to take care of yourself. You're doing it to make yourself feel strong, to be healthy, and to feel good. I just think the whole, I need to get a summer body, or, you know, get your bikini body ready. Ah, stop it. Like I said, we all have a body.
Mm.
And if you want to tone up or you want to get healthy, there is nothing wrong with that. But I just think that narrative is really dangerous. And you may be seeing it more now as we do head into that season. You know, it's a time where you're probably wearing less clothes. You might be buying new things for summer. And that can be really hard when, I know, when you go to buy, I've bought a few things recently to wear over the summer months. I've been going through my wardrobe, and I do it all the time where I want a lot less stuff. So if I get rid of things, I might need new things, right? And keep it to a small amount. You may find, and I know a lot of people are in this situation after the pandemic, a lot of people have put on weight, and that's okay. But you might then find when you're trying on clothes, you need to go up a size or whatever. And that can be, we all know, that can be quite triggering. Mm. You're like, oh gosh, like, you know, I was going through my wardrobe the other day and a pair of jeans, put them on. I don't know if they really fit me anymore. And old me would have spiraled and been like, right, that's it. Gonna have to go on to like a hard
crash
routine,
diet.
Crash, stop eating, you know. And I'm not saying that I do those things or you should do those things. That is not healthy. But it's just, you know, taking care of yourself. I need to make sure I'm drinking more water during the day. Our meds, god damn, they make us so thirsty. But I forget to drink water during the day. And then if I drink too much at night, then I'm up peeing every however often. So, you know, it's just like adopting some healthy habits and things. But I just want people to know that if you are out at the moment buying summer things, maybe you are getting a new bikini or you're planning a trip or something. I know, I'm not saying don't feel bad, because I know that that's very real, and I've definitely felt all those feelings. But don't feel like you have to crash diet or do some boot camp that's unhealthy. There's nothing wrong with doing a boot camp or a challenge. There's one on the app that I use, they're bringing out soon, but it's not about like getting summer ready. It's, we've got some new bar and Pilates classes, like let's all do them together, and it's 3 times a week. It's not 7 days a week. Let's, you know, shred for summer. I just want people to be mindful of that, and to know that if you are feeling pressure, just remember how beautiful you are and that you have a body and it's beautiful. You're enough how it is. I think sometimes we need to be told this, because a lot of what's out there, especially on TikTok at the moment, it's all about just this perfectionism again. And yeah, it can make you feel really bad. So just be grateful and thankful for what you have. It doesn't mean you have to love every single thing.
No.
But just be grateful for what your body does. Remember, it is your home. It keeps you safe. It's with you through everything you do and have been through.
Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with wanting, like you said, to tone up or to like work on something, but you've kind of got to look within first. And that sounds a bit woo-woo, but I just mean like figure out what the reasons are that you want to do it. And if it is to fit into something or to change something that's quite like superficial or it's for an event or something, then you might need to like, yeah, just figure out like why that is. And I think that my reasons now for wanting to do things are a lot healthier than they used to be. They were really to punish myself before, I think. And I'm just not wanting to punish myself like I was before, which I think is shows that I'm maturing. I'm growing up finally. So yeah,
and you're a mum now as well. You've got other priorities, so you need to be feeling and also setting an example.
That's like, the main thing is that, and I think subconsciously, and not at all like to put anything on our parents, but a lot of the things that we grew up with, you can see that our mums felt that way, or like they were constantly being told to buy into the diet culture. Yeah, just subtle things. Because kids are so intuitive and they pick up on things. I think a lot of the stuff that we have trying to unlearn now, we picked up from our childhoods. Mm. So it's just really being really careful and intentional and just thinking a lot bigger picture about what I'm saying, what I'm doing, what I'm eating. Like Freddie always like, why are you going to the gym? Or like, why are we doing that? And we always, you know, tell him, like, you're eating your dinner, you're going to be so strong, and you're going to, nothing ever about always being too tired, going to the gym to lose weight, nothing like that. Being really intentional with your words and what message you're trying to send them out about. Yeah, and also, like, food's not being good or bad or, like, treats. And it's hard because you don't want them to think they can eat ice cream and, like, lollies all the time. But, yeah, you don't want them to put certain foods on a pedestal. And it's really tricky.
Yeah.
It's really tricky.
I can imagine it's really hard. I'll probably find that as well, that when you come to having to raise humans and you're probably saying things differently to what our parents said to us. Not that our parents, I mean, they wanted us to be healthy, right? But there was all the fat-free, low, you know, like low sugar. I mean, I thought fat-free when I was growing up. It's actually like a marketing scam.
Yeah.
I thought fat-free meant, oh, that's really good. But then I remember eating, when I was a student, eating like Weight Watchers muesli bars. And you look at the sugar. If something's fat-free, the sugar's sky high. And they're actually more sugar than a standard one. But it must be really hard having to tell your child things. Especially because you're quite mindful because you have had an eating disorder, so you understand.
I think you're probably overthinking it. I'm like overthinking it a little bit too. When you're like a parent, you're almost relearning things and you're learning at the same time as you're teaching. And sometimes you're saying things that you don't necessarily believe, but you know that you're saying the right thing and you're trying to convince yourself almost at the same time you're trying to convince your kids. Also, you don't want to look back and I wish I had gone swimming more with my kids, or I wish I'd spent more time on the beach. I didn't want to be in a bikini, or I didn't want to like wear those. It's never as bad as you think it is. Like you see a picture or you're like, oh, I thought I was bigger than that. In your head, you never look as bad as you think you do, or you're never going to be as young as you are like right now in this minute. And you've just got to make the most of it. And I'm figuring out like the days are really long and the years just seem to go faster and faster, and you've just got to make the most of it because like kids grow up really fast. Summer is coming and we've all been in lockdown and we've had a shitty couple of years. Everyone has. Get out and make the most of it.
Yeah,
don't let something silly like
hold you back.
Yeah,
I think as well that another thing is that no one is watching you as much as you think they are. They're all
no
focused on themselves. Like if everyone's got these insecurities, right, girls, guys included, if everyone's too scared to go outside and enjoy being in the water or, you know, reading a book in the sunshine or something with SPF on, of course. Their face and all over their body, you know, I think the first step, and I've interviewed a lot of people over the years who've struggled with body image, and they say, you know, start small. Like Heidi Anderson, you may have listened to her episodes I've had on here. Start small. Whether it's you wear board shorts, try taking the board shorts off. You wear a t-shirt, try taking the t-shirt off. wear a one piece. Like, you don't have to wear a bikini. No. You know, there's some beautiful one pieces.
Yeah.
I like often wearing high-waisted.
Yeah, they're very good.
They're quite flattering. Just find something you look good in. I think a lot of the time with trying on bikinis, if you're going into a shop, the lighting is atrocious.
It's never good lighting. It's like jean shopping is one of the most depressing things you can ever do sometimes.
Yeah. It makes you, the downlights make you look awful. You feel awful about yourself. You can see every bit of cellulite line on your body. So maybe just like, I don't know, maybe don't try them on and if you need to return them, return them. But yeah, it always feels better at home. But get something you feel good in that is flattering on you. You don't have to wear these tiny ones if that's not your vibe.
Like G-string bikini bottoms that every girl was like wearing at the moment on Instagram. Like, no, thank you. I would never feel comfortable in that.
Mm.
Not my thing.
I went through a phase of being okay in them, but I don't know.
I feel way too self-conscious.
Oh, now I don't think I would. But I remember going to like Europe a few years ago.
Yeah, it's a different type of beach there.
And they still covered me up. And the ties I found, because I don't know about you, but a lot of them, like the bottoms, they'll dig in a bit. Yeah. And then if you get the size up, they're too big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just find something that you feel most comfortable in and like don't worry about whether it's what's like fashionable or trending. That's got nothing to do with it.
That goes as well for clothing. And I think this is another thing you're seeing a lot of the time with social media and everyone buys new clothes for each season kind of thing. You can do that. I do that a little bit where I might buy a piece that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to wear this year. Don't feel like you need new clothes for every single season. I'll definitely be wearing things that I've had for the last few years. Pretty sure the bikinis I have that I'll be wearing this summer, I've had for one of them for 2 years or even longer, you know? So now that I'm a bit older and I'm able to afford it, I try to buy things that are a bit better quality. I haven't always been in that position, but I find that they do last me a lot longer. So yeah, just don't feel like you also have to keep up appearances and be buying all these new clothes and having a whole new wardrobe every season, every year.
Especially as I'm getting a bit older, I'm getting more basics and like really good cuts. And I've got things that I've had since like before I met Tom that I still wear. And I'll still buy a couple things. Maybe I'm not saying I don't buy stuff because I definitely do. But it's things that I'm going to wear for a long time. Just wear what you like.
Yeah, everyone's different. I think for some people, especially if you're younger or maybe if you're a mom and you're following affluential people online who have a lot more money, I think people can get in that comparison trap and feel really bad about themselves that I can't afford that or I don't have that. And so, I mean, people like following people that are aspirational, right? But just remember, you know, like if you're watching the Kardashians, I don't follow any of them, but I watch the show, right? Guilty pleasure, sue me. Just remember, they're in a much different tax bracket than any of us and a lot of the stuff they get given. So try not to compare yourself to other people's lives who are completely different. And you don't really know the ins and outs. Like, someone even commented, why do they never take the tags off? Is it because they're going to take them back or something, you know?
What's that saying? Comparison is the theft of joy.
Yeah. I think it's just an important PSA going into these months. Enjoy yourself, you know, go out there, have fun with your friends. Don't sit inside and make yourself miss out on things because you feel like your body isn't a certain way or isn't ready. Like I said, you don't need to get a summer body. You don't need to get a bikini body. You don't need to punish yourself. And if you're doing like exercise or things like that, do it to make yourself feel strong. You've found something that really helps you. So if others haven't listened to other apps, what's your go-to when it comes to making yourself feel strong?
Exercise or? Yeah. Oh, I love Reformer.
Reformer Pilates.
I love it. But that is after a lot of trial and error. Like I've always been doing stuff, but I was doing a lot of F45 and then I was doing boxing, which I really enjoyed, but I would get terrible migraines and my body was not enjoying it. So I was doing that to punish myself and I felt like I had to do exercise. And so I had to do that and it made me feel crap afterwards. But I actually look forward to going to class and I enjoy it. And it's a lot more sustainable for long term. So
yeah.
I think that's the whole point of it, is it is more of a journey. And that sounds so cringy and cliche. And don't wait until you're like a certain size or in a certain place in life to wear that or do that, because I feel like I wasted a lot of time thinking I'll do this when I'm that size or when I've lost that amount of weight. And it's quite freeing once you realize that no one gives a flying flock about what you look like, what you're doing, because they're all so worried about them.
And if you like something, get it in your size. Don't be afraid if it's a different number. I know there are a lot of clothing brands. I just feel like nothing's universal. even the top I'm wearing today, everyone has to size up because it's small. And so if that's something that's hard for you, in the past I'd have been like, oh no, I'm not going to get it. But who cares? Just size up. No one knows. Like, you're still the same. You're still you. And they're not going to be like, oh, she's wearing that size, because they'll just think you look great in whatever you're wearing and you'll feel good in it too.
I'd much rather look good in something that I'm wearing than look like I've borrowed my friend who's a size smaller clothes. Mm. Cut the tags off, it bothers you so much. I used to do that.
Yeah, I caught the Reformer Pilates bug a couple of years ago too. It is so good. It keeps you accountable, and it's really good if going to a class helps you. I still love doing a bit of it, but definitely not as much anymore. And I have spoken and I share it all the time, but if you're wanting something that is never focuses on weight, there's never any mention of that as well, which I think Reformer is good with as well. From my experience, there was never any of that. It was all about, oh, you look so strong. That's what they would say to us. And it was all about getting strong and feeling good. Keep It Cleaner, the app that I use all the time, such good value. And Steph Claire Smith and Laura Henshaw, who I've had on the podcast, they have had experiences as models where they, you know, had disordered eating, really bad relationships. And so they're really keen for you to have an experience like that. So get on something like that. Do some online classes. Get out for a walk. It's sunny. Put a podcast on. There are so many things you can do to feel good in the lead up to summer. I'm excited to have some drinks with you soon. We'll have to have like a little outdoor drinkies. I'll make some aperols. Do you like Pims? I love Pims.
I like Pims. I've been making, since we got back from Fiji, some frozen daiquiris in the Thermomix.
I've seen that you've been doing your daiquiris.
I did that. Tom likes pina coladas. I made him some, but too much
they're
coconut
too sugary,
milk.
Aren't they?
I use Splenda.
Oh, yes. Mm. I have seen that in the baking aisle.
Yes.
So daiquiris, what, a strawberry daiquiri for you?
Oh, I've got strawberry. I've got mango. I even got some lychee to make lychee ones.
Do you get like a mixer and then?
No, I just make it all from scratch in the Thermomix.
So what do you use?
Ice, white rum, frozen strawberries or like lime, some Splenda. Mix it all up. Bob's your uncle.
Gosh, that sounds so yummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming to chat. I'm really good to catch up. And
yeah, it's nice to see you.
Excited for some sunshine. That's all we've got time for. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Self Love Club. Now, the most helpful way you can support us is to subscribe or follow on your podcast app if you haven't already. Also, select automatic downloads and leave us a 5-star rating. And if you enjoy listening to our episodes, please write us a kind review. This all really helps other people find us so we can keep making the Self Love Club, and share the link with your friends. Follow us on Instagram at Self Love Club Podcast to keep up with our content and videos from our episodes. I'm at Belle Crawford, Belle_Crawford on TikTok, where I post multiple times a day, and join our private Facebook group. Details for all of these with links in the show notes. New episodes are released on Mondays from 5 a.m. New Zealand time. I'll catch you soon. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.